especially on this Memorial Day weekend. This Week in Waukesha continues again on this beautiful, gorgeous weekend as we remember those men and women who gave their lives in service to our nation. And we're back with the undefeated state champion, Waukesha South, Blackshirts Esports team. And they're going to show, I want to show whoever's on the live stream what the logo looks like, and we can kind of describe it. Or maybe a Coach Yep, if you could describe what, I think it's really cool. So,
yeah. So you definitely see, right, that S that's hidden there. But like, what, first thing I noticed, right, I'm always looking for some, making sure as a teacher, making sure there's no hidden messages in there, right? So, and I see the two hands.
Death to, no, I was kidding.
Yeah. So like, I see the two hands of there. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, Dante, did you intend to put those two hands in there? And he's like, I don't know what you're talking about. What two hands? Yeah. I'm like, dude, there's clearly two hands. And I'm not the only one who's seen these two hands before.
Sure.
CJ can back me up. I think his old
and
hands.
Then you got the headphones. Yeah.
Headphones, yeah. And the wings.
Yeah.
It's good.
So, and it looks really cool against, like on their jersey, there's like a red background. So it looks really neat on that. So, but during the break, we were also Coach Yep was talking about the they've got quite a playbook of signature plays. And what was the first one you wanted to ask about, Andrew?
So, when they were first playing, they would say, like, I'm flip reset or a double tap or, you know, like, aerial. They would say these things as they're playing. You know, communication is so important in any game, right? So,
yeah.
So they would, and I think that's really what made this team is that they're willing to communicate. They're always talking to each other as they play.
Yeah.
And when they're playing, like, they will communicate exactly, I think.
Because you're all playing the same game. It's not like you're playing against one guy and you're playing against, so there's a lot of coordination going on. That's neat. And so what was one of the, there was another cool name you had for a play.
The flip reset.
I love
it. It's such a cool play because so you jump off the ground for a ball that's floating in the air.
Sure.
And instead of hitting the ball with like the top of your car to just get like a good hit, mm-hmm. you flip your car around so that it hits the bottom of your car where your wheels are.
Right.
And it actually acts as a surface.
Okay.
So you get another jump from the ball.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. That's neat. Yeah. So cool. Any other cool plays that are worth mentioning?
David gets really excited.
Are we giving away proprietary? Yeah. When what? Taps
double
or what?
Double tap.
Okay.
So you hit it to... So the field is actually like a box, basically.
Sure.
So there's walls all around and there's a ceiling.
Yep.
So you can go to the ceiling. You can hit the ball off the walls. And one of the plays that David does a lot is he hits it to the back of the other goal and then he taps it from the back of the wall into the net.
Very cool. Wow. So that's some really cool highlights then that we're watching.
Yeah.
Very neat. That's great. And now, are there any other like combinations or names you guys have for each other? Like, I'm thinking of Talladega Knights, the legend Ricky Bobby. They're Shake and Bake, and then the Magic Man. Any fun names like that?
Or, we got the Flying Eagle.
The Flying Eagle. I love
it. The greatest play of all time.
Let's hear
Everyone
it.
Everyone goes into the air at the same time, and hopefully the ball goes in the net. That's
nice.
That's the Flying Eagle.
So it's kind of like an alley-oop sort of deal?
Exactly.
Wow. Okay. And some of you guys in the air are just kind of running interference then and causing a distraction?
Yep.
Neat. So, yeah, there's definitely an aerial component, not just the ball, but the vehicles or the players are also skybound.
Oh, you can't take out the other players too, right?
Like there's demolitions, which basically...
Oh, really? It gets pretty rough in there then, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, can actual like fights take place? Like they drop the glove? Or do you guys get off?
There's no...
Does that happen?
No, only fights...
Does that happen there in the arena where some guy comes over and...
I mean, the way of dropping the glove is basically dropping your controller and just spamming chat with stuff, you know?
Okay.
Just typing it
Using
out.
Using that chat.
Yeah.
Okay. This is high school sanctioned, right? So you got to be careful about profanity.
Exactly,
right? Yeah, you can't really haul off.
No
F-bombs or...
Yes.
Yeah, okay, yes. Very good.
So. Rule one. What's rule one?
Oh. Rule one. Oh. Dante, go ahead.
Okay, so basically it's where two cars, like you hit each other like head-to-head.
Yeah.
And then you just stick together.
Okay.
And it's not necessarily a rule, like you won't get punished, but it's almost karma in the community.
Okay.
Where... if you
it's frowned upon.
Yeah, if you do break it, it's like you're disrespecting everyone.
So oh,
it's just
yeah.
to stay locked in that position.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah, until like a goal is scored.
And that's not your style. You guys don't trash talk. You're more like Magic Johnson, right? You just like innovate and blow people's mind. You see people's heads spin and you just kind of smile and laugh and high five and all that neat stuff. Yeah. How fun.
They have nicknames. You should ask them.
Let's hear the nickname. That's what I was getting at.
nicknames.
Well, we already got Cookie for.
That's right. The usernames.
Usernames. Yeah, give me some usernames. Yeah. We got. They're on the jerseys. Rogue. So Dante is Rogue. I love that. Pen a Cookie. What do you got there?
Maybe it should be Cookie.
Pixler. And then CG.
CJ.
Creative.
Yeah.
With the 8. CJCR. Number 8. IVE. That rocks. Great usernames. And those are on the back of the jersey, so more fun. I love that. So, very cool. Jason's enjoying it. So, Jason, this would be a great thing in Madison, you know, like a big tournament. Do they do anything like that currently in Madison that we know about?
I know in the spring. So, like, there's Rocket League is for the spring, fall.
Sure.
Is Madison. That's where they hold the fall tournament.
Okay.
And that one's for Smash Brothers and Overwatch.
Okay. And who are Smash Brothers and Overwatch, for those who don't know?
So, like, esports is, like, think of it like track and field.
Yeah.
So, like, you have, but then you have these different events. Rocket League is one.
Okay. And then, so Rocket League's like the Kentucky Derby then, right?
Right. Or,
And Smash Brothers is like the Preakness or the Belmont or something.
Yeah, my family were jumpers, so, like, there's a triple jump.
There you go.
Like, Smash Brothers might be, like, the long jump. Or,
That's fun. Okay. I love it. So, do you think that's something we could host in Waukesha? Like, I mean, do we have the space to do, like, a... Yeah.
Well, Carroll does have a venue. I've been in contact with them. We're trying to hopefully work something out.
Okay. That would be neat. Sure. Yeah. All right. Because I do, even though I'm no longer alderman, I still serve on the Waukesha Pewaukee Visitors and Convention Bureau, and we're looking for like really fun events to put together. So stay tuned, because it'd be great to have you guys host that, you know, give it your own branded. What's your nickname? Pixler?
Pixler,
And like Rogue, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So he called the Rogue Invitational. Waukesha. So good deal. Yeah. Oh, that would be a really fun thing to do. So now for next year, there's obviously, is there tryouts or you guys are it? And, you know, there's like, don't waste my time if something like, you know.
Next year, we were thinking of maybe doing tryouts, especially if we want to try to do a JV team for Rocket League, because we have a lot more people that are interested in
Oh, yeah.
Like, have an organization. So we're definitely going to do some sort of
They tryouts. See the rock and roll lifestyle you guys have now that you're state champs, and they want in. So I love it. Very cool. That's great. So it'll be a whole. And again, that's where you can also count on support then from Mr. Schreier and the rest of the athletic program and the school. And so that's neat. I like that a lot. Wow. Very cool. Now, some of you are going to be seniors next year, right?
Yep.
You and no, junior?
Junior, yes.
Senior?
Junior.
You'll be a junior. Oh, that's right. You're a sophomore, too. Man, it's such a young team. So, but still, you got to be thinking future. I know we talked about college. What about after college? What are you thinking? Like, because if you could do this all the time, right? Or could you? Could you see yourself?
Yeah, so there are leagues. Right now I couldn't see myself doing it all the time. But my goal is to hopefully like crack into professional, possibly.
Yeah.
Professional Rocket League, which would be really fun.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's really neat. So, yeah, and why not here? You know, it's Waukesha is considered, Milwaukee area is one of those lesser known brain belts, you know, meaning that there is a big technology hub and infrastructure here and a great opportunity to keep young people local, but still enjoy traveling the world on your tournaments and your business trips related to esports and technology. So something to think about for sure. So now, do you have like home games like here, like people could attend in Waukesha, like when the season starts up again? When does the season start? Is it in the springtime or is it year round?
Well, I mean, our official season is usually springtime.
Okay.
We're seeing if we can do a fall or a summer season.
Sure, sure.
But, it's usually spring.
Okay. And then are there home games that you have, or how does that, or is there just like a neutral meeting ground?
Well, people could go to Tier 1 to watch us play if they want to.
And Tier 1's like a website or like an
Tier
online community?
Tier 1 is a venue world. That we go to.
Okay.
So,
neat.
I guess if people want to go there, then that's what they can watch us play.
That sounds terrific.
They can also catch the stream too as well.
Yep.
Usually it's a game. And then CJ will stream it, and then we have student casters as well, student announcers.
Oh, really?
They play, so another opportunity for students to participate.
And if you need, a professional broadcaster, you know, I'd love to take a mic. Because I'll be, you know, after this, I'll be driving down to Elkhorn to broadcast my daughter's softball tournament. Because that's what we do. So we have a lot of fun. So, well, terrific. How are we doing on time there, Connor and Jason? One minute remaining. So, hey, I want to thank Coach Andrew Yep, also a math teacher at Waukesha South, and these fine young gentlemen for joining us today, Dante Herrera, Penn Cookie Gilchrist, and CJ Ziegler. And also, I just, you know, again, I hope all of you have a wonderful holiday weekend, and encourage you to attend the parade at 10 a.m. on Monday. There'll be plenty of security, as well as even the service at 9 at Frame Park in the Floral Garden is definitely worth attending. So thanks again, Coach Yep, and the undefeated state champion, Waukesha South Esports. And you know, enjoy your weekend, and congratulations. You deserve all your success, and thanks for making this such a fun show. Bye for now, everybody. Remember, safety is everyone's responsibility, and see ya!